The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest, coolest brother, Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy. I'm bringing back trucker hats.
What up, Trav Nation? I don't think you fucking are, and I hate to start the show with this energy, Trav.
It's this or cravats. I have to choose.
I'd prefer an ascot, I think, Trav.
How whenever you put on a tie, you're like, I wish there was an option that didn't require me to button my top button?
Yeah.
Have you thought about ascots and cravats? Okay.
Can you show me without, this is Griffin, what up, Trav Nation? Can you show me without the hat? Show me without the hat? Travis, you look so fucking cool, man. Why would you put a hat on that?
So much better, man. Don't put the hat on.
Okay, hey.
It's also a weird, I can't see your beautiful eyes.
Stop cooching yourself.
Don't cooch yourself, bud.
Don't cooch yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. Griffin, you were saying you're the baby's brother who?
I'm Griffin Mac. They know who the fuck I am. There's no way this is anybody's first episode. There's no fucking way.
What if a baby was just born today and they're listening to it in the NICU with their dad?
Hello, my precious little baby. I'm Griffin
Mac. Welcome to the world, little one.
That was a trick because this show isn't for babies, Griffin.
Oh, wow.
I've actually found that there's an age at the beginning of life where babies can hear like anything, and it's like not a big deal.
And Griffin, just to go on record, when does life start?
Super
quick.
I mean, honestly, probably 20 to 30 minutes after coming out. And that's an unpopular opinion to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Justin, did you want to say stuff now?
Yeah, I want to tell you guys a story. I was driving to rehearsal for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory coming to Huntington mid-June. Check it. So I was driving to rehearsal, and as I was coming down my hill, I saw this large black shape go back into the woods.
Holy shit.
Bigfoot,
Chupacabra? Is that the whole story?
No,
or?
That's not the whole story.
Thank Christ.
I drove past the big shape, and I said, I'm the owner of these lands. I have to keep them safe.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't have, the game warden is off, so I have to check the grounds.
Oh, you know yeah. I
mean? So I parked.
You need to get an interim game warden, by the way. I've told you that. While your game warden's on sabbatical, you got to get interim.
You're right. And you know what? Egg's on my face this time. So yeah. I park the car and I get out of the car and I walk and I see coming back out of the woods the state animal of West Virginia.
No fucking way.
Black bear?
The proud black bear.
Get out of the town. Full grown?
What does it matter?
It matters.
It's a bear, Trav. I look at it. It looks at me.
And did you feel safer then than if it had been a man?
That's also a good question, Justin.
I'll say
no. If I'm in the fucking woods behind Justin's house, I don't want to meet a stranger back there fucking at all. What are you doing back there?
For sure.
Man?
Actually, no, I preferred the bear. He looked at me and he took two steps towards me, attempting to establish dominance.
Yeah.
And I remembered in my head the little rhyming, if it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. If it's white, good night. Because polar bear.
If it's legit,
kill you fucking no matter what.
If it's legit, do a shit. Because then if it's like a Kodiak, that's legit. You do a shit, they won't want to eat you.
If it's gray, that's Totoro. Congratulations, yeah, you found true. Totoro. Take a big nap on that huge belly. You're going to like
if
how
it's
that gray, feels.
Nap all day.
Yeah.
So I remember, it was black, you fight back. So I look dead in the eyes, I turn around, run back to my car.
Yeah. Well, your best away. Weapon in this moment.
They don't have a part in the rhyme about, like, if there's a car, drive real far.
Yeah. If it's not no matter too far, which, get in your car.
Yeah. No matter which bear is the star, in your car, yeah. you can go far away from bears.
Put on your seatbelt.
So I drove home. No, so that would have been wild. No, I went ahead and rehearsed.
Yeah,
I
the bear would have
so
followed you to home.
I led him to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. I hope chocolate's poisonous to bears. I don't know. But anyway, I go there.
So what a way to go for a bear. Can you imagine getting into the world of pure imagination so as a bear?
I get to rehearsal and Sydney's already there and I realize I'm about to rock her fucking world.
Yeah, sure.
The story of the bear is
Justin wasn't so pumped up from seeing the bear that he was
so
sexually charged.
To be clear, no. I was so excited to share the story of the bear. It was like glowing in my heart. I could say, because I'm about to, not only am I about to, I get the rare human experience, not only sharing a story of incredible peril for myself personally, but I'm about to rock her foundations as to how close she thinks she is to bears at any given moment.
Yeah.
So I'm so stoked. We get to rehearsal. I walk up to Sydney. I open my mouth with like bear news.
Yeah.
6 o'clock bear news. She looks at me. She holds up her phone. She says, look at the text I just got from Amanda Coleman. Amanda Coleman, former boss of Harmony House.
Yeah.
Dear friend, send Sydney a text. Text says, Sydney, we just saw a bear in our front yard.
What the fuck, man?
You were undercut. I'm so sorry, bud.
I was like, what? Really? Really?
Amanda live near you?
This is the weird thing, right? Sort of, but not bear close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not like.
Not close to a bear. Quite far
from
a bear.
Now, is it possible, Justin, that bear, once you hopped in the car, was like, oh shit, I'm going to need an alibi. And they ran down to Amanda's and made themselves very visible. So if anybody asked and you're like, I saw a bear, they'd be like, no, you didn't. That bear was at Amanda's.
Did you get a picture of the bear juice?
Amanda did.
But you didn't get a picture of the bear?
Amanda got
juice. That sucks, man.
If I learned anything from middle school, it's Pixar didn't happen, bro.
Yeah.
And now I go home after rehearsal and I'm going to pick up my kids because they've been at Tom and Mary's.
By the bear. Near the bear.
Close
near the bear. And I'm but in my heart, I'm like, well, at least I'm gonna drop some fucking bear knowledge on these kids and they're about to freak out with bear awareness.
Yeah.
So I walk in and she said, Daddy, we've been going on a bear hunt. And I said, what? She said, yes. Salem is a friend of ours, was coming over to Tom Mary's and on a different road, spotted a bear and went and told my kids, about the bear they saw.
They don't have kids yet.
And then drove around a little bit on a fanciful trip to try to find the bear. They didn't just get to share the story of the bear with my kids.
Yeah.
They took them on a bear venture.
Yeah.
An incredible memory, a foundational core memory. And it was ripped out of my hands again. My encounter with a bear meant nothing.
Yeah.
It meant nothing. No one cared about this bear adventure that I had gone
on. I'm so sorry, Justin.
Honestly, that sucks, man. That really genuinely sucks.
What I thought was, if only I had hundreds of people that I could tell the story to digitally.
Hopefully more than hundreds. Oh, God, how bad
Jesus
are we doing?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I feel like most people might have zoned out because they thought, this story doesn't sound very good.
They were like, I'll wait and see if
I saw this bear.
I already heard about the bear in town.
Mary called me and told me about the bear.
But anyway, that's three sightings of the same bear in very different spots.
Yeah, you should get the fuck out of there. Okay, yeah, I'd leave.
Well, Kez, it's one of three things. Either an incredibly fast bear that's tapped into the speed force, or three different bears coordinating on the same evening, like triangulating people you know.
Yes.
The bears are looking for people you know, Justin. Wait, Justin, what have you done?
I still have the taser from when I needed to defend my home against coyotes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm ready for any bear. I feel like I could probably drop a bear with a taser.
Yeah.
I will stick to plan A, which is, get the car. Go away. Drive the car.
Justin, did you possibly, within the last 5 years, kill either a bear or an animal that might have adopted three bear cubs? that is now, they trained their whole lives looking for vengeance on you for that fateful day. And now's the time?
Alternatively, did you also maybe eat all the blackberries?
That's also a good point. Did you eat their last mackerel of honey?
I did. I should mention, when I said drive in my car, I should mention I was toddling pantsless down my road with a huge vat of honey.
Was your car filled with picnic baskets?
Guys, it was incredible.
I bet.
I will say this. It was not a big bear. It looked like a baby that had got separated from his mom. From what I've seen on Campbell County 911, it seems to have been safely placed somewhere where it won't get into people's yards anymore. In that moment, everything that I think is good and special about myself fell away almost in an instant.
Yeah.
I realized that, like, of all the things that I value in my own self, right, like, podcaster, entertainer, father, brother, son, creative, a writer, a speaker,
a lover,
a game player,
a gamer,
a woodworker,
you can say it,
a baker.
You're
a lover, a thank you, a baker,
a gamer.
Fucking none of it mattered to this boy.
No.
He looked at me and he's just like, food. Like, no, I'm not food. You don't understand. But then in that moment, guys, I was forced to see myself as food.
Now, Justin,
I had to say, like, maybe none of this, maybe it's all dumb. Maybe I am.
Let him cook, Travis. Let him cook, because Justin, I feel like, is getting close to something.
I'm saying maybe I need more anti-bear skills than I have cultivated
right now. Right now, you're just meet the dreams. You know what I mean?
I'm wholly unequipped. I am not only am I completely defenseless. I mean, yes, do I have a multi-tool with me at all times? Yes, of course, I'm an adult. But
I don't know why you keep calling your penis that, by the way. It's really weird.
None of these things in my life that I'm so proud of, these plaudits that I've received, none of it means anything to the bear. I have no skills for, like, anti-bear scenarios.
Can I disagree with you on one point, Justin?
Okay, as long as it's going to be a serious compliment and not a backhanded joke.
I don't, you tell me afterwards. Yeah. You do have skills.
That's only fair.
You do have skills in the sense that you had option A, get to the car.
Yeah,
you
know, if you didn't know how to drive, you're a driver.
Didn't know how to drive, didn't have access to an automobile. It's all holistic. This life that you've lived, it's one journey. And maybe it didn't take you down a path that is practical in any kind of survival scenario imaginable, but it has granted you another path that has limited exposure to those types of dangers.
We do walk on that road quite frequently together as a family.
Well, not anymore.
No, I'm fucking done.
That's the thing. I'm like, I'm really thankful it didn't happen with my kids there. I mean, it's the obvious, but, like, I think the way I would have reacted to that bear in front of them would have shifted their viewpoints on me pretty irrevocably.
But it would have given them a pretty big, like, when they're, like, grown-ups and they're like, when did you learn that your parents weren't, like, superheroes and just fallible human beings? They would have had, like, believe it, but I have a very clear and concrete moment.
I have a specific memory. My dad was 5 feet in front of me and he saw a bear and he said, sorry, girls, got a shag ass, and he sprinted back up the hill.
No, Juice. It would have switched on for fucking sure.
Yeah.
If your beautiful babies were there and your beautiful Buick, it sounds like, was there. But if your beautiful babies were there, it would have fucking switched on. The warrior.
You think I would have activated?
Warrior would have activated. Justin would roll up to the next Bim Bam recording and be like, what's up? And we'd be like, whoa, Justin, what is this? And we'd be like, this is the warrior. I had to fight a bear for my kids. And we would know, like, oh, well, old Justin's, that guy's
gone. This is Warrior Macroy.
You can't make Warrior Justin go back in the box.
Can I just say, Justin, if you fight a bear to save your kids, I'll give you the alpha title handily.
Yeah.
I will not fight with you. Yeah. Now, can I ask you this, Justin? I understand that option A was getting your car and drive away. That's a great option. Being honest with yourself, how far down the list do you think, pull out your phone, pull up some of My Brother and Me animated clips on your phone to try to prove to the bear that you deserve to exist in the world? And be like, no, watch this one. You'll get it. I need to keep making.
Like, I'm more of a Marin guy.
Oh, no.
Can I actually say, and maybe this is crass of me, I'm also impressed that you didn't try to make some sort of video content out of it. I guess you made audio content out of it. God, podcasts are so fucking easy. We don't even have to do anything. Justin, you just have to talk about the shit after.
Can you talk about what this show is so that I can do a new segment?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I didn't fight the bear, because I think that would have been really good podcast content.
It's okay. I think seeing the bear at Juice, I was delighted by your story. I didn't.
When you are faced with a scary consequence, I've always been told you have two options, and you chose one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You chose flight. You flew to your car. You got away as fast as you can, and I love that about you. Because if you had fought the bear and lost, we would have had to cancel this podcast, Justin.
Can't be me and Travis.
That's so sweet. Thank you, guys. The fact that you wouldn't continue on is very meaningful. Not at first. Thank you.
We would get back
together.
Unless
the bear took my spot, you might have to give the bear my spot.
Is the bear funny?
My brother, my bear, and me.
He's cracking me up right now, just his
brother,
existence.
Bear, and me.
Grizzly man.
My brother, a real goddamn living bear, and myself,
and me.
A disinterested third party, just trying to keep these two from killing each other. My brother, El Oso, and me. Okay.
The hard part, too, is if the bear had questionable political opinions, how do you address that? He's a bear. What are we going to say? Me and Griffin are going to talk to the bear and be like, hey, you need to calm it down.
Hey, chill, man.
I'm already worried about people tracking him down here in Huntington, the milkshake bear, and him finding out that he's got a real problematic past.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I can't endorse everything this bear has ever said or done.
No, and I wish people would fucking stop asking you to.
Thank you.
So this is My Brother, Me. It's an advice show where we take your questions.
For the modern era, where we take the questions and alchemy,
turn them into wisdom.
Why did that happen?
Because
Travis
say
is
it.
Trying to set up a fucking segment, and he asked you to do it. And
I thought everybody was enjoying the podcast. I'm sorry. Let me say.
Oh, I can too.
I'll do it myself.
I'm enjoying it. I just saw Travis about to bust over there, and I wanted to help. I wanted to just like move on, you know?
Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
You can see it on his face, right? You can see it on his face. He's ready to fucking
mess
bust.
Mess up my delicate tantric edging of Travis. That's great. Thanks, Trav.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead, Trav. Bust on him.
This is a new segment I'm calling Just Checking In.
Unbust.
Here's what it is.
Go back in.
Here's what it is. Dis-moi, the website and Instagram presence, Dis-moi.
What is that?
Dis-moi, Dis-moi. Deuxmoi. Posted some celebrity hotel requests. And now there's plenty of wild ones. I don't want to talk about the wild ones. I want to talk about the ones that I think us, specifically the three of us, we had the option to like, what do you want? We'd be like, ooh, like the kid in fucking blank check, we would do. So I'm going to give you the four celebrities, and then I'm going to tell you the four requests, and you're going to match the celebrities to the requests.
Okay, I love this.
Okay. Prince.
Okay.
Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
And Conan O'Brien.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is going to be easy as hell, man. Let's go.
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Heck yeah.
A stocked freezer full of toaster strudel and nothing else.
This is the best game you've ever come up with, Travis. I'm so excited.
I'm really, really proud for you.
Okay.
So,
okay.
The options
Do you want to hear all four of the requests at once or one at a time?
No. One at a time. We got to do it that way because I won't be able to keep
Pop-Tart eight. Pop-Tart full of freezer.
Pop-Tart full of freezers. We got
freezer full of Pop-Tarts.
Prince,
toaster strudel. Toaster strudels.
Thank you.
We got Prince. We got Chance. We got Conan. We got Tom Cruise. I think this, without knowing the other things, I do kind of want to hear the other things so I can make more educated. I don't think it's good content, but I do think it'll make the game easier to win for me. And
I don't want
to be
that,
honest.
Man.
That's okay. Toaster strudels. I don't think it's Conan. I don't think it's Prince. I don't think it's Tom Cruise. I think it must be Chance. I think I know the least about Chance the Rapper out of these
it's
four.
It's definitely not Tom Cruise. We feel 100% confident.
He's never eaten that. He's never eaten a toaster strudel in his fucking life. No
Prince,
way.
Prince grew up very poor. And it's possible that maybe toaster strudel is like a comfort item for him. Because a lot of those like quick prepared meals, you know, can end up as...
Let me tell you where I'm at with this. It's the self-icing. I can't see Tom doing that. I honestly can't even see Conan doing that.
Oh, he couldn't. He's too tall.
I think Conan is too old.
For strudels? Conan.
Conan, you're not too old for strudels.
I didn't know there was an age cap on strudels.
At my age of 43, I know that if I eat I know that that's going to make me feel bad for Sho.
That's true.
I'm saying
yeah,
Conan's
for sure.
been in the game for a long time. Mm-hmm. He knows that, like, maybe Strudel's not, but maybe he just, like, thinks it's
okay,
hysterical.
I'm going to need a guess, Justin.
I'm going to say the energy of a Chance Sho, I feel like, is aided by getting that Strud energy coursing through your veins before you start. I like that for him. I like that energy for him.
I'm going to say Conan O'Brien just because it's hysterical.
Griffin is correct. It is Chance the Rapper wants a freezer stocked with toaster strudel and nothing else.
Nothing else. That's the best part, Chance the Rapper. Don't fucking
don't
ever
put
change.
Other
That's
stuff
good
in there.
Shit, man.
Okay. Man, we should do this.
No way.
That's a good idea.
A freezer stocked with toaster.
Now, here's my problem. No, you know what's cool about it? You know what I like about this move, though? If you order this on your rider, right?
Yeah.
It shows up. It's there. But after that, what do you do with it? This is a problem for us with our fruit tray that we always ask
I'm gonna,
for.
This next
eat.
Tour, I'm going to get into that thing finally.
Yeah. I know. I
Here's
always
what we need
promise
to do. We
it.
Need to do that and a thing of whipped cream. I think if we do whipped cream, some toothpicks, and fruit, that fruit's all gone.
Wow. That's very fancy.
Okay.
But anyway, it's like, what do you do with it? This isn't going to go to waste or frozen.
Okay.
You could just leave them for next year when Chance comes back through.
Yeah. Save that rim for me. Put a padlock on it. Okay. Next.
Wall it up.
A treadmill. A TV, and recordings of LA Kings games.
Tom Cruise.
Now, hold on. This one's interesting. It's...
No, it's Conan O'Brien. No, it's Conan O'Brien. I'm pivoting. I'm switching. Conan O'Brien. That's what I say.
It could also be Prince, though, I feel.
It's definitely Prince. I'm switching. It's Prince.
No, I don't think Prince... Was Prince an LA sports fan? I don't think so. I think...
I mean, he's the only one I know is a basketball fan. Conan's tall. He probably plays.
A treadmill, a microwave? What was it?
A treadmill?
Yeah.
A TV and
a
recordings
TV.
Of LA Kings games.
Okay. So you want to walk on the treadmill while you watch LA Kings games?
No. It wouldn't be Prince. That's a very active Sho. Prince is going to be running around on stage playing. He does not want to exercise before.
That's a good point.
A comedian who wants to do that to get the dopamine flowing.
But this is
that.
Hotel. This is not back. This is not green room. We're getting mixed up a little bit. This is hotel.
Okay, you're right.
This isn't
right,
green
right,
room,
right.
So it's not like getting ready for the show.
That's a great point, Griffin. God, you're so smart.
I think the fact that food isn't a part of it, I feel like Tom Cruise wouldn't want food delivered to his hotel room. I think that Tom Cruise wouldn't want that or need that because he will get some incredible fancy meal.
Or he's
some
eating like blue cubes or something.
He's eating some sort of cube light
yeah.
that he shoots into his tummy. I think this is Tom. By the lack of food alone, that's not to say that he doesn't eat,
is
but that he wouldn't eat in a hotel
thing?
Room.
It's just like a thing, right, Trav?
Well, yeah, but it's like the request that they made that stands out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there may be food. Oh, fuck.
All right.
I'm going to go with Conan O'Brien.
Griffin?
It may be Conan, but I think I'll say Tom.
It is Tom Cruise. That's 2 points. Justin, you talked yourself out of it. Justin, you pulled the trigger on
it's
Tom Cruise right
Tom
away.
Tom Cruise.
Now, the thing I thought, Juice, I don't think Conan would ask a treadmill to be delivered to a hotel. I don't think
that
Conan
is
that.
That's a really good point, Griffin. I didn't think about that. That's a lot of juice.
That's a lot of juice to squeeze.
Yeah, that's a lot of juice.
Okay, now, I'm going to give you the last two at the same time.
That's
so
great.
As not to make the last one super easy.
Do we have Conan O'Brien would come on our show? I love Conan O'Brien.
I bet.
They had us do some ads for their show, didn't they?
We did an ad for Adventure Zone, actually.
Yeah.
If you never heard Conan O'Brien doing an ad for Adventure
Zone. He said our name out loud, at least.
He said our name out loud. It's one of the happiest I've ever been. Okay.
If Prince was going to watch sports, it would be like Minnesota. He wouldn't be
that's what I was thinking, that there would not be
a okay, so we have Prince and Conan left, right?
Two incredibly similar titans.
Similar titans. Both guitarists.
True.
You ready?
Yeah.
All spiders removed from terrace and no photos of horses anywhere in the suite.
Okay.
Or a basket of muffins.
We even unintentionally pared this down to the funniest possible. Travis, can I hear my options again?
Yes.
Are you saying, do either Prince or Conan O'Brien want
spiders removed from terrace and no photos of horses anywhere in the suite, or a basket of muffins?
Check this shit out. Prince, muffins, spiders, Conan. The spiders thing is hysterically funny and strange, and it could be one of those take all the red M&Ms out of the bowl, and that's how you know whether or not they're paying attention to the writer or not.
Because if you go out there and you see a spider, you're like, ah!
But I think that this is so, but it's too far to be Prince. I do not think
good.
It's real. I think this one's Conan. I think muffins is Prince.
Okay, I'll guess the inverse, just for fun.
Justin is correct.
Fuck!
Prince doesn't want spiders or horses in the room. Conan just wants muffins.
Why doesn't he want horses in the room?
I don't know, man. Maybe he doesn't. I recently drew a picture of a horse and put it up on my Instagram. Drawing horse eyes really made me think about, it's haunting, man. It's horse eyes are haunting.
I think this
there's something about a painting of a horse that feels very generic hotel art. Oh. Maybe if you're in a lot of hotels, it's just too depressing.
Oh.
Like, you see a picture of a horse, you're like, not again.
Travis,
maybe it reminds you of what being free, what freedom is.
Freedom.
You're sitting there in a hotel room by yourself and you're like, oh, to be running free on the plains.
I'll tell you what's fucking me up right now, Trav. I think that's made up. I've been Googling Prince hotel photos of horses and I'm not getting anything. The problem, I will admit, is that there's a lot of princely horses out there and there's a lot of photos of horses on the internet. So this particular, maybe my heuristics are wrong. But until
this
I
wasn't my research. This was Dumois and somebody
I've
who worked
never heard
the,
of before in my
somebody who worked
life.
At the hotel told them.
Okay.
Great.
All
fantastic.
Right.
Great good game, Trav.
Incredible.
That was
game.
Really fun.
Thank
I
you.
Love that. I'll play that again soon. Let's do it with writers, Trav. Find
ooh,
some
okay.
Go to Smoking Gun. Find people's writers. Okay. In episode 710 of the hit podcast, My Brother and Me, Griffin brazenly and bravely said that carrying a skateboard by the trucks over your shoulder is the only way to hold a skateboard. I regret to inform you that it's actually called the poser hold. I regret to inform you all, Griffin is indeed a poser. That's from retired rad rider in Auburn, Maine, which is so interesting because Travis picks all the questions and this is not a question.
Yes.
So,
but
Travis,
then I have put, Griffin, how do you respond?
Wait, you put that?
Yeah. Travis put that. Travis is editorializing.
I'm trying to moderate here to start a dialogue.
You've
been called a poser, Griffin.
I'm going to enjoy some water.
Technically, the poser hold, I believe, is when you hold it by the trucks at your side. Also known as the mall grab, because that's where a poser would fucking hang out to make people think that they know how to skateboard. And by the way, whoever sent this in, great gatekeeping you're doing. If this is the energy you want to bring to the show, some of us have sore backs and sore shoulders, and when we hold the skateboard like that, it feels better. It feels good to hold it that way.
And if you kind of roll it up and down, it's kind of like a foam roller on your back. You can get some of the spots that are hard to reach with the wheels.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to see me land a couple tricks, I can set that up for you.
Is it a skate off?
I mean,
a skate off?
I mean, don't start
a downhill race?
Don't start any shit and there won't be any shit. I'm not going to come up to Auburn, Maine to do a fucking 360 kickflip. Everybody has to start somewhere.
Okay. Too true.
And maybe they don't tell you at the skateboard shop when you went there last week that there's a right way and a wrong way to hold the skateboard.
Maybe now it is cool to hold it, but maybe it's come around.
Yeah, there's the way that youth culture moves so quickly now.
Yeah, Griffin, tell them about youth culture.
It's heartbreaking, but I have to imagine the skateboard youth culture is like turbo accelerated.
Yeah,
I think you skip a couple days at the park and you show up and everybody's like, zoop, my Gruble. And you're like, fuck, man, I don't, god damn it, it's so fast now with these skateboard youths. You guys don't have anything to add about skate. You don't want to, you guys are scared to walk into this fucking hornet's nest.
I missed the window. I got on a board in college and realized I missed the window.
Yeah.
I didn't do this back when I didn't care to fall.
Yeah.
I used to fall all the time. It was no big deal. Now falling is a big deal.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, man, sitting down wrong is a big deal, bud. You think I'm comfortable putting myself on a very slippery board? No, thank you.
I'm also pretty sure during that question, I did say the fact that I got on a skateboard as an adult and immediately was no longer in control of my sort of like gravitational axis and was like, oh, no, never again for that for me. So I'm sorry I told everybody how to hold a skateboard wrong.
I just think it's important to acknowledge that in 713 episodes, we do occasionally get like one
a
or
correction.
Two things wrong.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We, Griffin told everybody they're holding their skateboards wrong and then complained about gatekeeping. It's a fun guy. He's a complicated man.
I mean, I'll gatekeep true posers.
Yeah.
Listen,
you'll gatekeep people who don't deserve it.
Deserve it, who don't.
But as long as they have a ticket, they can come in the gate.
Absolutely.
But if you let people through the gate who don't have a ticket, you're not doing your job.
Hold your board however you fucking want, man. It's a hobby. It's a pastime. Get out there and have some fun.
Hold it in your teeth.
But these fucking mall-grabbing posers, get out of here, is what I'm saying.
Get out of here, poser. Hey, you know what I'm going to gatekeep? The second half of this episode.
Oh.
behind these incredible commercial messages. Welcome to the Money Zone.
Is better. It's better with you.
We have a new sponsor for the first time in a long time. That's probably not good for us.
It's probably not good, Griff, but it's good to, I mean, it's good that it's happening.
I'm
it's
fucking out of my mind excited for this one.
Did you set yours up?
What's that?
Griffin? You don't have a cat. I have a cat. Listen, Griff, I'm so excited about this this new sponsor of ours. Litter Robot has made my life better. And I know that we say that about a lot of sponsors, but let me tell you, folks, this one, I mean it. I always mean it. But here's what I'm saying. I got this beautiful robot, and it's got a big gaping hole that the cat can crawl in, and it does its business, and then this beautiful baby turns the drum, right? And then the litter goes through the grate, and only the clumps stay. So as it rotates back around, you got a whole new fresh thing of litter, only the bad stuff's been removed. It's astounding. I put litter in it a lot less than I have to use for a regular litter box.
Yeah.
And the cat can go in it here. It's got a scale. If you're in a multi-cat household, for example, tell you which cat used the bathroom.
What?
It can tell you when the cat has used the bathroom. It can tell you when you need to replace something. It sends you notifications to your phone through the power of Wi-Fi. Stop scooping the litter box. It's awful. I had to scoop the litter box that I replaced this one with out before I put it in, and it made me so grossed out, and I'm so happy to be doing it for the last time thanks to the Litter Robot. As a special offer to listeners of this show, go to stopscooping.com/mybrother. Enter promo code mybrother to save an extra $50 on any Litter Robot bundle. That's an extra $50 off any Litter Robot bundle at stopscooping.com/mybrother and enter promo code mybrother at checkout. stopscooping.com/mybrother and my code mybrother.
AI, if you want to come for scooping, go for it. That one we'll put on the list. You can make...
The robots can scoop the poop.
You can cut and husk avocados, and you can do litter box stuff.
Griffin, I've noticed many of your clothes are ugly, yet mine are beautiful. Have you thought about this?
I don't think that's true. I don't think so.
Everyone has spoken about Griffin's ugly clothes and my beautiful clothes.
That's weird.
My secret... I'll let you in on it, Griff. Thanks for asking. It's Stitch Fix, where you can get a stylist that understands your style, size, and budget, and they do all the shopping for you. So even someone like you who clearly doesn't understand fashion well enough to leave their house can have help. There's finally help for you, Griffin. You don't have to look like this anymore. You don't have to feel like this anymore.
I do get Stitch Fix. It is largely, at this point, it is athleisure wear that I get from Stitch Fix, so I don't wear it on the... show, because this is a workplace.
This is exclusively bottom, so I never see them. It's always just the top.
No, there's tops too, and they're stylish at the gym. Everyone's like, looking great, Griffin. And I give them
I bet they do, Griffin. That sounds really nice.
And I give them a big thumbs up. Travis just joined us. Thank you, Travis.
I'm just saying
you don't have to call attention to it.
The clothes that Stitch Fix did not send you are bad. That's all I'm saying.
No, the clothes that Stitch Fix sent me are athleisure wear that I don't wear on the podcast. I wear my ugly clothes in here because I want to be focused on the art and the things I'm saying.
You know whose focus is Stitch Fix stylist. They're going to ask you questions about your style, your budget. They're going to figure out some great clothes for you. And then they're going to send you a box. You keep only the stuff you want. You send the stuff you don't want back. No big deal. We found so many cool clothes. We've all worn a ton of Stitch Fix over the years.
It's true.
We are lifelong. Well, not lifelong, because Stitch Fix isn't as old as me. But longtime fans for sure. Style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/brother. That's stitchfix.com/brother. stitchfix.com/brother.
The Greatest Generation has been going on for more than 8 years, and while it's the world's most beloved Star Trek podcast, we know it can be a little impenetrable.
If you've been Greatest Gen curious but have never taken the leap, you could be forgiven for being a little bit intimidated.
We recommend exploring your Greatest Gen curiosity in a safe, fun environment with partners you can trust. Right now is one of the best times ever to become a new listener.
That's because we just started covering a new series, Star Trek Enterprise, one of the weirdest editions of Star Trek ever released.
This is your chance to ease into the Greatest Generation lifestyle.
The Greatest Generation, now covering Star Trek Enterprise, the one with Scott Bakula, every Monday on MaximumFun.org or in your podcast app.
Hey, Sydney, you're a physician and the co-host of Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine, right?
That's true, Justin.
Is it true that our medical history podcast is just as good as a visit to your primary care physician?
No, Justin, that is absolutely not true. However, our podcast is funny and interesting and a great way to learn about the medical misdeeds of the past, as well as some current, not-so-legit healthcare fads.
So you're saying that by listening to our podcast, people will feel better?
Sure.
And isn't that the same reason that you go to the doctor?
Well, you could say that, but...
And our podcast is free?
Yes, it is free.
You heard it here first, folks. Sawbones, Meryl Tour of Misguided Medicine, right here on Maximum Fun, just as good as going to the doctor.
No. Still not just as good as going to the doctor, but pretty good.
It's up there.
Do you guys want to go wizard, or do you have a bit, Juice? Sometimes you clear your throat in a way that sounds like maybe you're about to do a guitar noise.
Like to keep you on your toes, don't I?
Well, I got a good one here. A lot of people sent it in. This is a WikiHow article, and it is from Alpha to Omega, a guide to the seven male personalities. This would be good for this stuff we were talking about earlier.
First is Alpha, and then there's a Samantha, and then there's a Charlotte. Carrie.
Carrie is the other one. And I think Carrie is the Alpha in that.
Carrie, Charlotte. Hold on.
Samantha's the Alpha.
Carrie, Charlotte, Samantha, Jennifer. Bridget, Jennifer.
What are you guys talking about?
The fourth sex in the city.
Samantha.
Samantha. We said Samantha.
Charlotte, Carrie.
Carrie.
Jennifer.
No.
New York. And then the fifth one is...
Oh my God, she's married to Steve. This sucks.
Carolyn. Miranda.
Oh God.
Miranda, Stephanie, Carrie, Carolyn.
I apologize to whatever listeners were in that hell with us, screaming the word Miranda for New York mayor.
All right. The seven male personalities. If you've been online recently, you may have heard phrases like beta and sigma male tossed around. While these terms may quite literally sound like a foreign language because they're Greek, they're actually pretty simple monikers that pop culture sites like Vox, Reddit, and Twitter used to describe various types of men. There are seven main personality types, each with its own unique strengths. Keep reading to learn each type of guy's best traits and careers. By the time you're done, you'll have all kinds of new information, pun intended, in you information. All right.
Can I just say that there are many words that have been, that are so commonly used.
Yeah.
That are based in a foreign language, that referring to them as a foreign language feels so weird to me. Like,
true.
Yeah, man, but. You know what alpha is.
Yeah, like, it's alpha. Alpha males are strong-willed leaders who love to take charge. Exuding charm and machismo, they're known for their natural confidence and exceptional leadership abilities. Anecdotally, alpha males are the bad boy of the male ecosystem.
Now, that I know can't that, be, those, that can't, those both can't be true.
These are naturally charismatic leaders and bad boys. That's they two things. Yeah, that's true.
Because if you're a leader, you're making the rules. You can't also be breaking those rules.
You can't be the Batman and Joker. There's no way that you can be both those things. You would hate.
Well, you got to choose a lane.
Choose a lane.
This is what I'm saying. It's like saying, oh, that person, they're the world's greatest detective and the world's greatest cat burglar.
Exactly. Like, everyone, I mean, that would be
I'm way fucking into that.
What you just said really sick.
Hey, TM.
Examples of alpha males in pop culture, William Wallace from Braveheart, Maverick from Top Gun, Leonidas from 300. Okay, we all fucking get this.
Maverick from Maverick.
Well,
two
beta
males. Beta males are extremely
kind. I thought you were about to list two beta males.
Two?
I thought it was about to be me
beta
and Travis. Yeah,
just two beta males. My beta, my beta and me. Which I'm certain in the world of Reddit has been said before.
Definitely has. Definitely, definitely. Beta males are extremely kind and down to earth. Shyer and more reserved, beta males value personal relationships over material wealth or career achievements.
Pop this sounds suggests, like a nice thing you say to someone who's a beta. Of like,
this
no,
is
no,
what
no,
I'm saying. This bit here, betas are communicative, creative, and make great romantic partners. Common traits, friendly, gentle, selfless. They excel at doctor, nurse, social worker, teacher. Sam from Game of Thrones. Phil from Modern Family. Ben from Parks and Recreation.
Phil's an alpha.
I can't fucking possibly
hey, listen,
hear your Modern
we're
Family
We're not actually going to do this, but I just want to say, you know, it's weird that one is just clearly better.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all agreed that, like, the ones that are in the beta, like, we all like that stuff. Like, that seems really good, actually. It seems like if everybody did that one,
yeah,
that seems
that's a
pretty
fun
good
one.
To me.
Yeah.
It also, seems like a good one. It's all very good stuff. Much better.
Here's
actually.
What I love.
Not a lot of murder there.
I like about this, article, too, is that it is working really hard so far to ignore the cultural understanding of a hierarchy of these things.
Yeah, and it's just putting your fingers in your ears like, as though alpha and beta have no relation
this
to
is,
each other.
This
just
is
like,
more like listing astrological signs.
Yeah, I took a personality test and it turns out I'm a cuck.
I mean, I appreciate they're having fun with something that is completely made up, phony baloney malarkey bullshit.
Yeah, right?
You may as well. Right. And speak.
How are there more of these?
Oh,
I know
there's five more, Juice.
It's impossible.
That's what I'm
saying.
Those
are the two kinds of people there are, bad and good.
I feel like
that's all there are.
You two just pushed all your chips onto the space on the table that said beta. I'm saying there's five more, and some of them are pretty
You're saying we might connect more with something else?
You might connect with
tiers?
A gamma male. Gamma males are the life of the party.
Oh, like Hulk.
Like
a Hulk.
Thank you, Justin.
Equally creative and adventurous. Don't step in betas. This
you
is
can't
all
fucking
beta
say
has.
That. You can't be like, oh, Scorpio's very, like, you know, fucking sensual. So's Virgo and Gemini.
And
Virgo's
one.
Just as good without the weakness to sunlight. You can't just have one class that's...
Equally creative and adventurous, they're often portrayed as fun-loving men of culture. They love to travel and believe their purpose in life is to have fun, rich, fulfilling experiences, ideally in exotic locations. Loud and bombastic, they're constantly on the move and can create powerful friendships wherever they go. This one's not us, but it's...
No.
I mean, this is Joey from Friends. Tom from Parks and Recreation, Jay Gatsby from The Great Gatsby. You could be an actor, you could be event coordinator, you could be a pilot, you could be a travel agent.
God, I'd love to see a Great Gatsby starring Tom from Parks and Recreation.
Yeah,
that would be a wild one. If you're a gamma male, your adventures are probably life changing, but give yourself a little time to settle down every once in a while.
Dabble in alpha.
There's like.
I'm a gamma with an alpha rising.
I'm a right. my alpha moon is, I don't even know enough about fucking astrology.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said what I said and I got out of the bit.
Yeah, that's a good choice. None of us are gammas. There's like six gammas on Earth. There's no fucking way there's more of them. Delta males.
Stanley Tucci is a gamma.
Stanley Tucci is a
gamma.
Galpha.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delta males. Are very responsible and keep the world moving. Okay? Getting closer.
They get a lot of sky miles.
Highly adaptable. Deltas are known for their competence and work ethic rather than their leadership and ambition. Delta males love learning new skills for the sake of improving themselves, not for power or extrinsic successes. Because of this, they often have a very healthy work-life balance. Nope, I'm out. They're dependable and unpretentious. Every male friend group benefits from Delta males.
I ain't Delta.
You could be an accountant, you can be a dentist, you can be an engineer or a firefighter, like Jim from The Office or Higgins from Ted Lasso.
Jim is not a, what?
A firefighter.
Oh, Jim's that's right. Jim is a firefighter. I forgot.
Firefighter
doesn't work there. If someone said, you know, similar professions, like an accountant, a dentist, a firefighter, one of those jumps out at you. You might not be able to put your finger on why. And I'm not shit-talking accounting or dentistry. I'm saying...
Those shouldn't be in the same category, is what you're saying.
Right.
I think firefighters are gamers.
You never hear a dentist like, how was your day, honey? It's like, I'll be honest, hon, the whole fucking office collapsed on me. And it really sucked ass.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking on fire and the whole roof just collapsed in on me.
Firefighters, I think, are gammas because I think there is a secret part in every firefighter's heart that when that bell goes off, they look at each other like, time for another fire adventure. Like, we're about to go do something fucking crazy,
guys. If you don't like Here, I know it's not all glamour. Clearly.
It's an incredibly dangerous job.
It's incredibly dangerous. Society benefits. For most of it, yes. Right? That's most jobs.
But.
All we're saying is, if you are the sort of person that does not love fire adventures, you are probably not in that job. That's all I'll say. If you don't love fire adventures, you're probably getting a different gig.
This is what I'm saying. 100% of you.
There's some part of you that loves fire adventures.
When the bell rings, 100% of you does not say, here we go again.
Oh, no.
Some
more
part of you
fire.
Goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick that fire's fucking ass.
Cool.
I'm going to go kill an objectively bad thing that everyone hates.
You might
not
be glad that somebody's house is on fire, but you're glad you get to fight it.
That you get to do that shit. Yeah. Anyway, if you don't want to have fire adventures, we have six other male categories that you
if
could go
into. If
you're
a firefighter listening to our show, please email us to admit that you do kind of love fire adventure.
Yeah.
Do not email us to say you don't because you're lying.
Yeah.
To us, which is bad, to yourself, which is worse. Yeah.
Thank you.
And to God, which is the worst.
Thank you for fighting fires. It's
thank you.
It's okay. And honestly, I think kind of good if you like going on fire adventures.
Yeah,
I think
man.
That's a good
I
part of yourself
hope
you should
so.
Embrace.
I want my fighter coming in with a certain amount of vim and vigor. I don't want them like,
Can I introduce you all to the Zeta male?
Yes, please.
Zeta males
I like
are
the sound of this already.
Zeta males are one of a kind progressives. There's a reason the Zeta male is the least talked about personality type in pop culture.
Because you just made it the fuck up. Just now you made it up.
Catherine Zeta males like to tell me about...
See, here's the thing. They're rare nonconformists who don't care what people think. They know themselves and refuse to change to fit into the rigid social standards of society. Zeta males are fierce creatives who blaze new paths for themselves and others. Careers they excel at. Actor, artist, musician, writer.
Podcaster.
You think?
Chief dreamer in charge.
You think Zeta? I could see that for you, Trav, actually. I do like that for you, Trav.
Thank you.
We're talking about John Keating from Dead Poets Society. We're talking about Cam from Modern Family. A lot of Modern Family references in this article. We're talking about Augustus from The Fault in Our Stars. I think, Trav, if you want to own Zeta, there's two more left.
You can't be a Zeta. You can't be a Zeta. You want outside approval too much.
That is true.
You can't be Zeta. We all do.
Well, I think I've grown into a Zeta, Justin. I mean, we started as a beta. Why? I need less outside approval, don't you think? Don't you agree? Do you think I need less outside approval? What do you think?
Why? Am I asking?
What do you think? What do you think, Justin? Just tell me. Tell me, I'm a Zeta, please, Justin. Justin, please.
You're a Zeta. You're a Zeta. You're a Zeta.
I think this is what the three of us, in our
hearts,
most delusional moments.
Yeah.
Are what we convince ourselves that we are. Like me, I'm kind of an iconoclast. Oh, really? You're a middle-aged white podcaster. When they made you, they broke the mold, gal. Wait, what's that? You got two kids?
Whoa!
Holy shit.
All right.
You're really living outside the bounds of society, huh, pal?
Let's help people out here, though, with this one. Sigma male.
Yeah.
Sigma males are confident mentors who play by their own rules. They have every one of these plays by their own rules. There's like one
They're
that plays
by their
the
rules,
rules,
and then as a mentor, they teach you those rules.
Yes.
In excruciating detail.
They have all the confidence of alphas, but aren't interested in power or social status. They have enough life experience to follow their own moral compass and spend their time helping other people discover their inner power. Sigma men's natural wit, intuition, and sense of persuasion earn them the respect of their peers, though they're comfortable enough in themselves to not need it. We're talking about Ferris Bueller. We're talking about Hawkeye from MASH. We're talking about fucking Gandalf.
Yeah.
So
yeah, man. Think of any character. I know this of Sigmas. I've heard this discussed in some YouTube videos I watched.
I've literally
not
never
endorsing it.
I have to make
that clear.
Travis, please stop screaming. This is not the soundboard now. I'm watching you on video. You can't scream
can't
so
scream.
Close to the
and
microphone.
You especially can't scream the word Sigma into the microphone because
people are gonna make a ringtone, man.
That clip.
Be careful.
I've heard this word bandied about without being asked to look it up. I've never bothered to find out what this word means, and I don't know if this is accurate even a little bit. But
you
I
know,
do
in a
like
movie or TV show or whatever, where there's a character who wants to be like amazing at something, and they come upon a mentor who's like been out of the game for or like a recluse, and they're like, "Yeah,
like
man, I was the best. I don't care anymore, right?"
Yeah,
and it's like, "I did it. I'm amazing at it. That's all that mattered to me." That's a Sigma.
But here's
a Sigma is, if I can understand this correctly, Sigma is like a calcified alpha.
Yes.
That still has a little bit of alpha juice hidden inside.
Yes.
That a more dedicated alpha has to come along and crack the sigma open.
Yes.
To suck out the alpha from them.
An alpha.
And then leave them dead.
An alpha.
That's their only value, is that they have... they have that alpha juice in them to
yes.
harvest.
Yes, Logan in Logan is a sigma.
Yes.
Having
Wolverine.
From
Wolverine is an alpha.
Alpha.
Are there any more on the list, Dingleberry? I'm an alpha now.
Yeah, there's one more. Omega male.
Fuck yeah, I found it.
I don't think so. Just
waited.
Sounded like you were pretty on board with that one. Omega males are skilled introverts who don't need external validation. Pop culture portrays them as the shy or more reserved yin to the Zeta male's yang.
What? It does? Have I been watching the wrong TV shows? I haven't seen a lot of Omegas or Zetas.
I'm worried this is made up.
What?
I'm sort of, I respect a Zeta male's yang, but I yin to that.
Yeah.
They're independent and very comfortable in their own company. They'd rather spend time coming up with usually brilliant new ideas and inventions of their own instead of socializing with others. Mm-hmm. They have uncouth but delightful senses of humor, and their theories often change the world for the better. We're talking about chemist, composer, inventor, mathematician.
I want to try to guess the two. Here's what I would say. Abed from Community and Ludwig von Drake. Those would be my two pop culture.
I mean, we actually got Bran. We got Bran from Game of Thrones. The healthy cereal choice Bran from Game of Thrones. We got Sherlock Holmes from Sherlock.
Bran from Grain of Thrones.
Bran from Grain of Oats. Stupid show. I don't want to do it.
Bran from Grain of Oats. Why did they even make it?
I don't know,
so
man.
So many years of it. Fuck.
And we got Dexter. From, we got Dexter.
But only four seasons of Westworld. You tell me. I don't know.
We've also, crime?
We've also got Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, okay. That's much different. That's a much
That's
different
not what I thought you were going to say. Yeah.
All right, guys. Those are the seven. Alpha, okay. Beta, Gamma, Delta, Zeta, Sigma, Omega.
Okay.
I feel like Omega is maybe the ultimate douche one to pick. I feel like you have to actually, if someone says, yeah, I'm an alpha, you kind of like know what they're about. If someone says like, yeah, I'm an Omega, there's a sinisterness. There's a
there
secret
is, yeah.
sinisterness to that that I feel like is way more concerning.
Here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Because does being proud of being a beta stop you from being a beta?
Yes.
You can be a beta so hard that you become an alpha.
Yeah, that's right? True, because right? If you're beta-ing by your own rules...
Yeah.
Are you now... Let me support you!
Yeah.
Let me be here for you! You know what? Actually, shit, that actually sounds like stuff I've said before. I need to rethink this a little bit. Huh. Maybe I'm an alpha beta. Maybe that's
possible.
I'm forcefully, like, Sydney will sometimes tell me about problems, and she doesn't say fix them, but I just start trying to fix them. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't even asked for that, and I just kind of foisted on people.
I think that just makes you a bad listener.
Okay. Bad listener.
But that's a very alpha move. An alpha listens by their own rules.
Yeah.
I don't make a lot of eye contact, which I feel is a very alpha move.
I think the world needs more deltas. And so I'll be that one.
Which one's that? Is that the travel one?
Hardworking, loyal response. The world does.
Firefighting engineer.
The firefighting engineer.
They fucking missed the boat not making Delta travel. Come on.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's right there.
Delta.
Think about it. Thank you, Griffin, for sharing that with us.
Sure.
Here's our first question of the episode.
Mm-hmm. That's not local... true. I mean, the skateboard slam wasn't a question. You're right. That wasn't really a question as much as it was.
Wow, you really jumped in to shut me down there before you took a second.
Didn't even think about it. You're right.
To see where if my hand was at my hip.
That was real alpha behavior of me, though, wouldn't you say?
A little Omega.
Ooh. I am 2 hours into a 4-hour flight. I desperately need to blow my nose. There's a gentleman next to me asleep with napkin on his tray table. The napkin is sitting under his complimentary Biscoff. Can I grab the napkin and use it to blow my nose? Should I use the button to call the flight attendant and request a napkin? Should I just wake the gentleman up? Or am I being condemned to blowing my nose on my shirt for the next 2 hours?
Jesus.
Sincerely, Christ. Sniffles.
You are.
This is good.
We know it's not two of those, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of those. You know, is it fucking outrageous? You can't.
And you're not going to wake the guy up.
No, you can't.
You can't wake the person up. Here's what I will say. One time, I got a bloody nose on a flight.
The worst.
And I had nothing there. I was trying to hold it and press the call button, and the flight attendant acted like it was the first time that this had ever happened on a plane, which is
incredibly untrue. The barotrauma afflicted by an airplane comes for all of us.
She gets me the thing. But that was so, like, that's such a firm memory. I always have a napkin, like, on my person while traveling. Like, sure. I have to have a napkin. If you took my one napkin I had for anything that I wanted to do napkin-wise, I would be livid.
Yeah.
I would be absolutely, I would absolutely notice. I would clock it. And I might speak up, but I probably not, but I might.
Well, this person, clearly, Justin, will never make this mistake again, but you've just given them maybe the least helpful advice that's ever been dispensed on this show, which is, why don't you have a fucking napkin?
They're the one emailing about a flight they took a few days ago asking for advice. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to
tell
you.
None of it's
actionable.
If you're nailing, if you're, like, limiting it to these four options, the best one is taking the napkin. Because once the person wakes up and realizes the napkin is gone, a napkin can be replaced by a flight attendant or some other means. But I think ringing a call button to have the flight attendant come back so that you can get, then they have to go back and get a single napkin.
Right.
And bring it back.
I had to walk over here so I can tell you, I got a big, big question.
Yeah, I have a few.
Not addressed in this question. And you know what mine is?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you do with your napkin?
Did you wave off snacks?
Where's your napkin?
Did you wave off snacks?
Did you
snacks?
Not want a... You didn't want a crunchy biscuit.
You didn't want a biscuit? It's the only good thing about flying is they give you a free cookie.
And it's sealed
dude.
In a biscuit. Biscoff in a coffee or a biscoff in a ginger ale?
Out of sight.
That's a
Even
flight.
If you don't want it then...
You save it for later.
You're going to want it.
Put it in your backpack.
I always take the snack. I tuck it in the little thing.
Yep.
You know how many times I've reached into my shirt pocket to find the sweet relief of a Biscoff cookie?
I ate a mini Kind bar yesterday that I got on a flight fucking 5 days ago.
Yeah.
It's a Kind bar. It'll keep. My question was, is the Biscoff unwrapped? But then I imagine the scenario in which this man was like, oh, thank you for my Biscoff. Rip, let me set out my napkin. And one, two, and time for a little I'll be back for you, Amber Beauties, later.
Now I have something to look forward to and visualize in my dreams.
Good night, boys. Papa's going to rest.
I think the most, but it's also wild if he did that, if he was like, a snack for me, thank you. Set it down right there. I think this person.
I like a little snack after a nap to get my blood sugar back up.
Yeah, so but you don't leave it out.
Don't leave it out.
You don't leave it out. Okay, who's got their tray down while they're sleeping?
That's wild. That's
wild.
The only thing
they
I can
deserve
think.
To have their napkin taken. You're right.
I think
Justin.
They might have died.
Hey,
you should check on them.
I'm going to go even further. I'm going to say.
In which case, take the napkin.
This person doesn't know that they've gotten this flight gift. Take the napkin. Take the fucking Biscoff.
Fucking yeah.
They're asleep.
They came back.
They don't
they
know.
They came back and took them back. <It's
weird. laughs> Yeah, it was weird. They said, is that trash? I think they eat all the ones we don't eat in the back of the plane.
Maybe, is there someone who's been like talking loudly to a stranger next to them the whole flight? Because blame it on them. They deserve what they get.
Yeah.
You do that? You don't do that, Griffin.
What?
Talk loudly to a stranger?
I've never...
No, okay.
What the fuck? You know who I am at this point.
I know who you are. I thought you said, I do that. I was like, you don't do that.
We know who you are. You're somebody who just listened to an entire episode of My Brother, Me, an advice show
maybe.
From the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I think we should maybe do our regular stuff. And then.
Yeah, we should do the thing where we like say, like,
I started the podcast over. This is back at the beginning.
Oh, kick ass.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally said the beginning part, so we got to start it over.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Sorry, guys.
I got to cancel a lot of stuff today. Give me a moment.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Hey, you know, we didn't even mention, how did we get fucking this far into the episode without mentioning the fact that you two are twinning, and I'm just hearing my have you noticed?
Well,
you
we just got like it. We finished our softball game straight to record it.
They're both fun. Wearing.
I would love to watch the three of us on a baseball team. It would be so funny.
It'd be cool.
Be
hey, we got some live shows coming up, including some ones that you maybe don't even know about yet. Obviously, Kansas City, St. Louis, Tysons here, June 21st to the 23rd. You know we're coming for you. But hey. I'm about to say a bunch of cities, and guess what, cities? We're coming to you with Mabim Bam and sometimes Taz. In July, we're going to be in Detroit and Cleveland. September, Orlando, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia. October, Denver and Phoenix. November, Indianapolis and Milwaukee. June tickets are on sale now. All the other shows go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. local time, local to the cities in which we are performing. We're also going to be at Gen Con in August, and tickets for that is on sale now. If you go to bit.ly/MacRoyTours, you can find out the specific dates. Grab tickets, get more information this Friday, 10 a.m. local time. Come see us. So far, the 20 Fungalore tour has been a fucking club banger. It's been so fun. And we've been doing Taz versus Dracula for the live shows, which has also been like a wild hoot. And you're gonna love it. Come see us.
I'm going to do a bit of a call to shot here because we're recording this on Thursday. But I want to say thank you to everybody who came out to Champions Grove this weekend, no matter how it goes, hopefully very well. But I'm glad that you all came out, and I hope everybody had a great time. It's so weird to do this ahead of time, but this comes out Monday, so I want to say thank you to everybody who attended.
Thank you so much. Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You, empowering ballad of affirmation. And
if you're going to get into a fight with somebody, you could listen to that song first. Yep. And I was going to say it would pump you up, but it actually might cool you down in a way that you're like, maybe I should make a new friend.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe put down the fist and pick up the kissed if they want to kiss. If it's like, yeah. You get it.
We get it. Yeah, everybody knew.
Yeah. It's time for our wish. It's time to elevate a wish. So I need you boys to give me a little background sound bath. I wish the McAvoys knew about the axolotl I recently met named Lil Mayonnaise.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin. This one worked. We did. This one has been blessed.
Yeah, it's not connected. No causation.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, mate. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.